Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Historic Greenwood Cemetery in Hillsdale is the focus of a new documentary that will be featured at the St. Louis International Film Festival later this month. Greenwood, of course, the first non-denominational commercial cemetery for African Americans in St. Louis. Filmmaker Jim Karpowitz, Raphael Morris, president of the Greenwood Cemetery Preservation Association, and Shelley Morris, secretary and assistant historian, all in studio with me this morning. Thank you all for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Jim, I'm going to start with you. What drew you to tell the story of Greenwood?
Well, we kind of just lucked into finding. We were working for the conservation department, shooting some removal of invasive honeysuckle. So we just sort of lucked into the work that Raphael and Shelley were doing. And it was such a compelling story. I mean, the cemetery was totally overgrown, and they were out there with these volunteers just uncovering gravestones, and it was a very moving experience, and we just realized immediately this was going to be an incredible story.
Tell us a little bit, either Raphael or Shelley, about Greenwood, its history, and why it is so significant.
Well, Greenwood was formed in 1874, and over 50,000 people are buried at Greenwood. With that, there's so much history within those grounds, so much to do with St. Louis history. For as an example, Harriet Scott, the wife of Dred Scott, who went before the Supreme Court and ultimately lost their case in 1857, well, she and her family are buried there. We have other notable people that are buried. So when we talk about Greenwood, we talk about errors within the St. Louis landscape. Things that went on in the city, when you start researching a particular person, you realize where they lived, how they died, where they worked, and you're able to, you know, tell a story about what was going on in St. Louis at that time. So it's really relevant that we keep that history alive.
Talk about the decline of Greenwood, because there, you know, as you mentioned, there have been extensive preservation efforts there. When did the decline begin and why?
I'm not 100% sure when the decline began. We came on board in July of 2015. And suffice to say, it was totally overgrown. You could not see a single headstone on the property. And I'm talking about almost 32 acres of land that was totally, totally covered with the invasive species. And there were 50,000 people buried on those grounds. So it really became a mission for us to do what we can to restore the honor and prestige of such a historic property.
What's it been like to try to document all of that and preserve the headstones that are remaining there?
We have, we have the database of the various people that are buried there. And so we've developed that at least. And so family members are able to come and visit once again. But as far as restoration of the grounds, that has been a challenge because the cemetery grounds has gone through tremendous erosion. And so that impacts what we do to try to reclaim the grounds. Raphael and myself and other volunteers have really been just eating that elephant one bite at a time, trying to restore, because it's been inundated with honeysuckle and other invasive species. So reclaiming the grounds has been a tremendous effort, and it's been a community effort. So this is what we do.
Jim, why is it so important for you to tell this story now and you know, get this story out to people, not only in Missouri, but across the country?
I would love to have some sort of altruistic reason for wanting to make this film, but we are drawn to good stories. And this was just such an incredibly good story. It was moving. It was uplifting. So it wasn't as if we were like trying to, you know, bring history to light or whatever. It was just a good story, and Raphael and Shelley are great subjects, great people to sort of host that story. So we just saw a good opportunity and went for it.
Tell us about the passion that you see in them for this project.
Oh my gosh, it was obvious from day one. I mean, we've been working on this for maybe 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. And just on that very first day that we were there and we saw Raphael and Shelley both addressing a group of volunteers, and they did it with humor and passion and got everybody stirred up and ready to go. So it was just a fun experience to see that going on.
Talk about the respect for the individuals that are laid to rest there.
Well, it is quite moving. And during the making of the film, we were able, with Shelley's help, to get some of the relatives of the intern that had not been able to come back and had not been able to see their relatives for 20 or 30 years to visit the graves of their loved ones. And that was very moving to be able to allow people to have that opportunity. So, you know, we just were honored to be able to work on this. It was a wonderful project.
Shelley, I hadn't even thought about that, about the fact that because of the condition of the cemetery, that people were not able to visit their loved ones. Talk about how you made that happen for them.
Oh, gosh. Well, I didn't do it alone. I am just a small part of it. I would say that, honestly, Raphael has been that person that has made it possible for so many to come out and reclaim, because he's out there all the time just trying to make a difference. And when we have people reach out to us and they ask, is Section R cleared? And to be able to share with them that we're not quite there, but we're getting there. And then to later to be able to say, we're there, you come, please come visit. And to be able to take that individual to their mother's gravesite, it makes this, everything come in place as far as why we're here and why it's so important. We can talk about notables all day long, but when we're able to reconnect family members with their loved ones,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is why we do what we do.
Raphael, what's that mean for you to be able to do that for a family?
It means everything. I have probably somewhere between 12 to 15 people, relatives buried there on the property. And for years, I hadn't found anybody. And once we started clearing and we started uncovering so many grave sites, I would be asked numerous times, well, you haven't found your own family members. How does that make you feel? I said, it doesn't bother me a bit. I hadn't met them in all these years. I can wait a little while longer. And just being able to help somebody find that loved one, that's all the difference in the world for us. We just love what we do.
Well, everyone can experience a little bit of this. You can see the film November 14th at 5 p.m. at Chase Park Plaza Cinema, and you can find those tickets at festivals.cinemastlewis.org. Again, it's Greenwood, Jim, Raphael, and Shelley. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in studio with me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Megan. Really appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.